has finished Finn Harps 1, Dundalk 1 here at Finn Park in Balbuffet. Harps so good in the first half. They went in front on 18 minutes when Barry McNamee scored a wonder goal off his left foot in past the goalkeeper Abibi into the top corner. A wonderful way to open the scoring. Just after that, Harps could have added a second. Carlo Sullivan in on goal on the right hand side fired the ball across the face of goal. It just went inches wide of the far post. It took a nick on its way, and the best that Harps could get from that was a corner kick, but it probably could and should have been a second goal for the home side, who played so well in the first half. They made a number of changes from the team that lost last weekend against Bowes. There was no Kosofer Siddiqui, who was injured tonight. Shane McAleenie returned from injury, and Connor Barry was back in the squad as well after missing a number of games because of injury. Stephen Doherty, one of the players back in the side, played so well in that first half, and along with Barry McNamee was so prominent for Harps in that first half. But Dundalk, who had one good opportunity in the opening 45 minutes when Duffy headed wide from a good position, well, they took just 3 minutes of the second half to get back on level terms. Duffy setting up the cross for Olli Erik Midtskogen to head his first goal for Dundalk, the Norwegian native heading in past Mark Anthony McGinley. He was a real threat for Dundalk up front tonight all evening, and he certainly deserved his goal. After that, the visitors had the better chances. Duffy in from the left-hand side onto his right foot, shot just wide of Mark Anthony McGinley's left-hand post. Then Zahibo had a header wide from a good position, and then McGinley quick out of his off his line, out to the edge of his box to thwart Duffy, who really looked like scoring a second for Dundalk and probably should have. O'Kane had a shot blocked by Ethan Boyle as Dundalk continued to pile on the pressure, and then right at the death, a long-range free kick from substitute Junior up and over the crossbar. It was dipping on its way to Mark Anthony McGinley, who just pammed it onto the crossbar, and it was away to safety. Another big chance for Dundalk, who will feel that they created enough opportunities in that second half to win this game, but as it is, they had to be content with a share of the spoils. A good result for Harps against a Dundalk team who seem to be returning to a wee bit of form, although that's only 2 wins from 11 games for them, not the kind of run of results that they would be wanting at this stage of the season. Harps remain fourth ahead of tonight's second game in the Premier Division, which sees Drogheda against St Pat's. And the games continue tomorrow evening with Harps' northwest neighbours, Derry City, away to the champions Shamrock Rovers. Next up for Harps is a home fixture here against Drogheda next Friday night. But for tonight, it's finished. Finn Harps 1, Dundalk 1. Dermot Doherty for Highland Radio Sport.